Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Just last week, you might remember, we spoke to Fine Gael Senator Mary Ciri Kearney about her long journey, 13 years I think it was, to become a mother. She went through 12 IVF cycles. She had 5 miscarriages before the birth of her daughter through surrogacy. Senator Mary Ciri Kearney welcomed the bill introduced by Labour Party Senator Ivana Bacik, proposing paid leave for those suffering a miscarriage and those going through fertility treatment. Now, Lidl today have announced that they'll offer 3 days paid compassionate leave to employees going through early pregnancy loss. The company are set to become the first company across the island of Ireland to reflect the bereavement of a miscarriage. Denise White-Hughes, who is the head of employee relations for Lidl Ireland and Northern Ireland, joins us now to discuss this a little bit more. Denise, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much. Hi.
You're very welcome, as I say. Lidl have announced that employees who experience a miscarriage will be entitled to 3 days at full pay. Isn't that it? As part of an update to your compassionate leave policy. What prompted you to do this right now?
So really, look, last year we relaunched all of our family leave entitlements and branded them in line with our baby range that you'd see in store. And with that, we looked at all of the different leaves that we have. But our program really focused on the positive and celebration side of starting a family. Mm. And so the next natural step for us really was to start supporting our colleagues in a more structured format of when having a family doesn't go to plan. And this was really the next step of that, the feedback they were getting from our colleagues.
And it's part of a wider conversation that's happening in public discourse and in the Seanad, as we heard on our programme, among other programmes as well. But this is open to 3 days for the woman who loses the baby, isn't that right? But also the partners.
Yeah, so this is extending to all of our employees in our stores, warehouses, regional distribution centres, our support and offices, regardless of the gender, and including those with a surrogate mother. So really, the point of including early pregnancy loss and miscarriage in our compassionate leave policy is to recognise that early pregnancy loss and miscarriage is a bereavement and people are grieving, and even more so that it's not just isolated to women or heterosexual couples.
I'd love to know what reaction you got among your staff, among the media and the public today.
I'm glad to say it's been extremely positive. You know, even if I talk about our staff internally, I've had so many messages from people today saying that they're so proud of this measure, and people who have then gone on and shared their own journey with me who weren't open about it before. So that's been really heartwarming today, to be honest, to get that reaction from our own employees.
Yeah. I know, Denise, you're head of employee relations for Lidl in Ireland, Northern Ireland as well. And it must be a delight for you to bring this policy in, especially because I know you've had your own personal experience of this.
Yeah, this one, it's not often that you get to launch something in work that really matters to you personally as well. So I have a 2.5-year-old little girl, Elise. But since I've had her, I've actually had 3 miscarriages myself. Now, luckily, you know, we still have a paid sick leave program. So I never had to be out of pocket for taking leave when I did have miscarriages. But really, this what's so nice about this is that the company are recognising that I wasn't just sick, that, mm-hmm. you know, there was a loss.
And you don't have to answer this question. I know this is extremely difficult because you keep saying this is recognised as a loss. And up until now, it hasn't been. And it wasn't, I suppose, in your case, you had to take sick leave. I mean, was that really difficult?
It was. Yeah. Look, I think this journey is so different for so many people. I was really fortunate that I have my own manager who I could be really open with and talk to about this. So I didn't have to pretend or make up any kind of story of why I was absent. So she knew this. And that definitely makes it so much easier. And that's really what's propelled me, I suppose, to be open about my own experience and for us to talk about this, because I can't imagine going through that and not being able to talk about why I wasn't in work. So as part of this, you know, we've launched guidelines and support documentation that we've worked with the Miscarriage Association of Ireland on for our managers to help support them in those conversations, which can be really difficult and awkward. Yeah, so that's a really important part.
To give people the words, is it? Or to help them?
That's it, exactly. Give them the words and just give that little bit of assistance on the questions that, you know, are good to ask, and maybe the questions that can be unhelpful, even with the best of intentions. And I think given that information just makes managers feel more confident in having those conversations. Because if we're going to ask people to be open, you know, we have to support the managers in managing those conversations then.
Yeah. It's we're really coming into a new age, aren't we, in terms of employee and employer relations, when something like this is put on a policy footing. But the other question then that I have to ask, I suppose, and you acknowledge it yourself, that this affects different people in different ways. And 3 days may be enough for some people, but it may well not be in most cases. I mean, how much of a discussion did you have in Lidl about how many days to give?
Look, I think the way we looked at it is, you know, progress needs to start somewhere. And given the silence around this topic, it's just our hope that this policy will encourage open conversations around pregnancy loss and reduce that stigma. So, you know, we're offering the 3 days compassionate leave, and that's in line with all of our other compassionate leaves. But I think what's really important is that we have the 20 days sick leave there in addition to those 3 days. And in the form of additional support, then, you know, we have our employee assistance program in place, which has a 24/7 helpline. You know, you can get 5 free face-to-face counselling sessions through that. We've got a peer support network as well in the form of like a buddy system. So there's so much more than just the 3 days. But for me, you know, it really that recognition that it's a loss, and then we have all these other supports in place. But us saying that, you know, pregnancy loss is a bereavement, I think is a strong statement.
Yeah, which shows the benefit of being with a large organisation as well, I suppose. Why do you think there is a silence when it comes to this in a workplace setting?
I think this goes back to our own history kind of in Ireland. If you just don't talk about these types of things, I think female health challenges in general are still very silent. I think people become uncomfortable about it. But I think the only way that we can break that chain of silence is really just to start talking. And that's why I decided to be open about my own experience.
Was that a difficult decision, Denise?
It wasn't in the end. We had started working on this policy, and this has been on in the plans for a while. And the more conversations we had internally about it, it just started to feel very ingenuine that I was talking about this topic and not saying this affects me, or I've been through this, or I know how this feels. So it just became very natural that I felt like I couldn't not say it.
Really?
And yeah.
I don't know if you've had colleagues, other employees confide in you their stories that they hadn't previously.
Yeah, I have, especially today. I've had lots of people confide in me to say I've been through this. And look, I was aware beforehand, you know, I've worked in HR for a number of years now. So throughout the years, I've had people confide in me that they're going through this. So I'm very aware of how many people this affects.
Yeah.
But what I'm probably not as aware of all the male colleagues that it affects, because women tend to talk about it more because they've gone through the physical part of the loss.
Yeah, there's a deeper silence, you're probably right, among the male population on this one. Can I ask you about your hopes now? I mean, you're in an industrial or a workplace setting. I mean, do you hope now that other companies will follow suit?
Absolutely. You know, we launched this to affect our employees and to give better supports to them. But we also wanted, you know, our ambition was to encourage a national conversation to help destigmatize, what can be really isolating reproductive health challenges, which are lived by so many people in Ireland every day. So absolutely, I would be so proud to see other companies, you know, following our lead and including this in their compassionate leave. That would be a fantastic news story for us.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, Denise, for talking to us.
Thank you.
And I'm really grateful to you for joining us on Drive Time this evening. That's Denise White-Hughes, Head of Employee Relations for Lidl in Ireland.